Well, I was going to do an introduction, but...
But the train is already here.
But the train is already here.
In fact, you could say the train has left the station.
The train has left the station already?
But at least we are on it.
Ah,
somehow we miraculously were...
Suddenly...
Wafted up like Beam Me Up Scotty to
uplifted,
the train.
Uplifted.
FDR.
FDR.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And Fuck DeRich.
And that would be Fuck DeRich.
Which he kind of did, but not fully. But at least enough to, you know, give people a new deal. And we certainly need a newer one. Here on FDR, we feel we do. So that's why we want to fuck DeRich. Nicely. We are into the bonobo way. And peace and love and consensuality.
Do you hear that?
We kind of love FDR here on FDR, although this is, if you're tuned in live, the anniversary weekend of the dropping of the bomb, little boy, on Hiroshima. So we mourn and we're sad and we want to face the truth. It's not exactly critical race theory, but it is critical war theory, or I'm not sure what we call it, but it's something we should be paying attention to. I've been looking at Counterpunch quite a bit and thinking about that and how when I was a kid we had learned that the atom bomb was dropped on Hiroshima to
save lives,
save American lives mainly, but
troops.
Maybe also indirectly they meant Japanese lives, although I didn't quite get that. But
mainly to save American troops, which I get.
No,
that.
It wasn't at all.
Of course,
it was politics. It was a question of showing the Russians that we got the bomb, baby.
You know. They operate just like gangs.
They are gangs.
They're gangs.
They are gangs. And they just have lofty, sometimes elected offices.
And stiff assholes.
Oh, of course.
Very uptight. Very. Nothing can change, you
they
know.
They definitely need a Roto-Rooter in the footer.
The reason I'm talking about that because little city hall here, and those people are giving me a little bit of a problem. And
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's why we're talking a little bit about them.
Right. We've moved on from atom bombs to just a simple police raid, but it's all an invasion.
It's all an invasion.
And, of course, one's a lot worse than the other, but still, it's an abuse of power.
Yeah.
And tonight's show is about sex, politics, and horsepower. Woohoo! Horsepower, which is an interesting term. It's right. Kind of crazy term. Was adopted in the late 18th century by Scottish engineer James Watt to compare the output of steam engines
to that of horses.
With horses, workhorses, draft horses,
right. Big
slave horses for humans, right. Not wild horses. Horses that would run or gallop or trot in a regular way, bearing some weight, I guess.
Yes.
And this was later expanded to include the output of other types of piston engines.
Piston.
That sounds a lot like something.
Something's a
phallic.
Yeah,
That spaceship
piston.
That Bezos launched into the sky.
Speaking of pistons, this is terrible.
Yes.
Last night, while we were working late into the night.
Oh, yes.
Suddenly
we had a terrible accident.
And there's an explosion. I thought the building was crumbling.
Not us.
No, we didn't.
But it did feel like the building was invaded, but it wasn't. Yeah, it was just a noise invading. Right. But it was right outside.
Right in front.
Mm-hmm. Big SUV driven by a drunk driver ran
head on, looks like head on into a...
A small car.
A little Honda.
Oh, a little Honda like I used to drive.
Yeah, right.
Mm, yeah, I could have been those people. They could. And they were off from their yoga class.
Right, or gym, yeah.
So sad and frightening.
Yeah, so anyway, she got out alive. I don't know if she's alive now, but he was dead. And they wrapped him up in a white sheet and put him on by the sidewalk. And he lay there for hours.
Wow.
poor guy.
Poor guy. I mean.
Yeah, but finally they picked him up.
He is dead.
Well, he's,
still,
of course, yeah. But
sort of disrespectful
a little,
to the dead.
A little respect. When,
also
know.
A little disrespectful to the street that we're on.
Right.
His dead body there.
Well,
but, you know,
Miguel had to.
It was tough.
Yeah,
was
Miguel had
situation.
To wipe up blood. He cleaned up
Our
the blood.
Police are not exactly used to that.
To what?
Well, I guess that you were telling me they're not ticketing speeding drunk
drivers so often.
Yeah. They're too busy inspecting sex therapists and radio
broadcasters.
And their volunteers. That's what they'd rather spend their time doing.
When you do that to me, that's rape.
Inspection time.
It's like going to the doctor and he looks up your ass.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
that's the same
bit.
Thing.
Well, they didn't look up my ass, but they did feel inside my bra.
They did that, and they opened drawers, and they moved around the offices.
And a quick wrap up the crotch.
Right.
Like right between
A little.
Just make sure I don't have an AR-15 up there.
Yeah.
Because after all, I'm a big girl.
Anyway, first of all...
Oh, it was kind of funny them doing it to me, but I did not appreciate them doing it to our volunteers, and especially concentrating on the females. They did it a little to the males, but they've concentrated on the females. They invaded, assaulted us unconstitutionally. We are going to be responding. I don't know if there's much more news this week, but obviously they are busy, and so too busy to... stop the drunk drivers. And so one had a terrible accident right in front of our facility.
Yeah.
Oh, my. So, yeah, it's car trouble week. Tesla had a double car fire. We're going to talk about that. But that is what happens when you're in a sperm wars space race and too busy to quality control your main business, Mr. Musky Aroma. Mm. So we have some commenters here. Let's see. Running to catch the train. Michael Carolus, hello. It's car trouble week.
Correct.
These Teslas just exploded and very bad fires.
Sure. Yeah.
And they caught fire to each other. Fortunately, the couple that owned them was in another part of the house. But part of the house burst into flames as well. It sounds very orgasmic, but it's really bad and devastating. I'm all for electric vehicles in a way. I believe I've heard that they create a lower carbon footprint, lower than cars and trucks. And that's that traditional combustion engine. But you see, the batteries in electric vehicles... Well, they charge on power that comes right out of the electric grid, which is also powered by fossil fuels, folks. So,
I just there's this group of people, scientists, I guess, and they came out with a new sun power thing that they say is going to pretty much revolutionize the grid and all of that. It's you spray it on your windows
of your car and it'll make
anywhere,
your car go
anywhere on your truck on your and you'll be running on electrical power.
cool, man, woman.
Yeah.
Everybody.
That's pretty cool.
I think it's cool. I'm skeptical about all these cockamamie concepts. I think we are going to have to change our lifestyles. I've already started changing mine.
You have, right? Well, yes, me too.
Mostly because of COVID, but also because of the environment.
I don't want an Uber car or drone drop on my head while I'm walking my cat.
A lot of people have to jet around, so we got to figure out what we do with them. Electric jets. And how do you measure that in horsepower?
I don't know.
Well, in terms of horses, there's like actual horses. I love horses.
I love horses.
Right? We love horses.
I used to actually, I know this is sad and with all the death and that's going on around the world.
Yeah, you have a death story.
My first girlfriend I met at Riding Academy because I had to take riding in order to be a gentleman in later life. Now, this was in the 50s.
Yes, and it still goes on, just not as much, maybe.
Yeah, but it still goes on.
Right.
Yeah, it still goes on. And where was I?
Well, your girlfriend.
Oh, my girlfriend is practicing one afternoon, and she jumps and she falls off the horse.
Wow.
And the horse kicks her in the head.
And kills her.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Her name was Virginia Huggins.
Like a virgin.
So she was just this beautiful kind of creature and way smarter than me. Way.
She was I'm not going to say that's not saying much because that's
cool.
Definitely saying a lot.
But what was very nice is...
Did I get that out right?
I went to Virginia with my family just a couple of weeks before she died and I brought her back... You know, one of those bracelets that you get, Virginia.
Oh,
it's got, you know, little tangles
Virginia.
On it.
Virginia, that's so sweet, and that's so sad.
And they buried
horses
her.
Horses are dangerous.
Dangerous,
you know?
Yeah.
They are. I had a horse throw me. It was my boyfriend at the time. This was when I tried dating a millionaire. Right? My mom says it's as easy to fall in love with a millionaire as whatever. Well, it wasn't, because he was an asshole. And it was in many ways that I'll discuss some other time, but he did have a lot of money and he owned a ranch. And I liked horses, and so I was riding his horse, and I rode it a few times. And then one time, I was riding this horse around, and you know, I'm no great equestrian. And he snaps the whip on the ground and makes the horse gallop. Suddenly, and throw me.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell right on my ass.
It's dangerous.
At least I fell on the cushiony part. But fortunately, the horse did not trample me. The horse went away from me. And then, interestingly, did come back to me and sniffed me to see if I was okay. It was a nice horse, but he was an asshole for snapping the whip and making the horse jump suddenly, because I certainly could have been
They don't like
killed.
That. That's
No. Well,
imagine somebody comes up to your ass and smacks you.
Well, I kind of like that.
Oh.
But not too hard. But yeah, I do kind of like that. Better be consensual. Don't do that suddenly, anybody out there that just sees me like walking down the street, which you won't often see me doing. Cryodamas says, Robert Loggia and the Bonobo Lady, how are you doing tonight? Good. And Autistic Bot says, everyone just needs to smoke weed. And yeah, I guess I'm part of everyone. And so is Captain Max. And I am, who am I, Captain Max? We haven't introduced
you. This is Dr. Susie. And Dr. Susie,
hello.
Say hi, Dr. Susie.
Hi, Dr. Susie.
And this is a radio show basically about nothing.
No, we try to come up with a title every week
every
because
week
it's
we
required.
Can't do that.
But basically, we talk about whatever we want to talk
but it,
about.
It isn't one of those trick things they have on the internet.
So where are we going now?
Nowhere.
Do you still hear the train? I don't hear the train anymore.
The train's very faint in the back.
Very faint. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, okay. Open the window a little bit. You can hear.
I hear the horsepower. Yeah, baby. I mean, a train must have some horsepower there. Be measured that way. I don't know exactly what the measurement is, but back to real horses, because we love real horses.
Yeah, they're a little scary even for me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, especially when you start competing at stuff. Like Bruce Springsteen's equestrian daughter, Jessica Springsteen, she just won a silver medal for jumping, you know, born to jump. Yeah, the boss's daughter. But there was some weird news about horses that actually is what set me off to think about horsepower in terms of Teslas exploding and trains and billionaire dicks in space. But this Boston 19-year-old guy was just arrested for violating a horse.
Violating a horse? What does that mean?
So first of all, I want to say, do not try this at home. Dr. Susan Block, who you're listening to, is not recommending you do anything like that. You can ride the horse, and even that, I'm a little concerned, even though I do love horseback riding. A little bit of animal abuse there. But, I mean, a lot of people fantasize about having sex with horses. It's a common fantasy. And horses, of course, are very prominent figures in Greek mythology. There's the centaur that's half man, half horse. I think there were a few female centaurs. Usually you think of the centaur as a very masculine figure and very powerful, of course, like a horse, but with the upper body of a man, but I imagine with the genitalia of a horse. Now, I should disappoint perhaps some of you fetishists when I reveal the truth, which is that this horse was a mare, not a stallion. So this did not involve a horse phallus. And therefore, I do think it was a form of animal abuse. Well, I don't know if I should say therefore, but maybe more obviously because it was a mare. Although I will say that the article says that the mare is okay. She didn't suffer, at least physically, that we can see. So that's good. And I guess the guy, I don't know, I think he's being arrested. Well, first of all, he was trespassing property and everything. The horse belongs to somebody. I know it's kind of controversial, but I sometimes am calling certain domesticated animals modern slaves of humans. And some of them are plantation slaves, or worse, really, because we eat them. And some of them are not exactly like house slaves, or maybe treated a lot better like a dog. But a horse, we usually work that horse, and then very often the horse is killed when it can't work anymore, and that's very sad. So I have mixed feelings about all of this, like I do about everything.
And horses have been abused for centuries.
Exactly.
You know, you're out on the fucking farm, there's nobody around, and the little pig is there, and you go, ah.
The pig.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little different than the horse.
Yeah, of course. But it's but the wife caught him, turned him in.
Right.
There's a nice pig out there.
Anyway, don't be doing this.
Yeah,
even
don't
though
do that.
We do have some understanding of this, there is a history and there is a mythology behind it. The Greek gods and goddesses are often mating with animals. All of Europe was created by Zeus turning into a bull and mating with Europa.
That sounds, I don't know.
Somebody would get arrested
for
that.
Of course.
I'm not sure
especially today.
Yeah. So don't be doing that, but it is an interesting subject. It's funny that the news came out the same day as Jessica Springsteen, looking so beautiful and perfect, just riding this horse over a hurdle. The horse's name is Don Juan Van Donkovia. I don't know how to pronounce the last name, but
got donkey balls.
A horse named Don Juan.
Don Juan.
But yeah, it does look a little like donkey balls. Yeah, you're right. It's some Belgian name, I think.
Really interesting.
Some kind of crazy ideas pop into my head looking at that. But yeah, essentially we do enslave horses for our pleasure. And I'm not judging, because I do enjoy horseback riding. But at the same time, forcing horses to carry us and to race and to jump might be a little...
And to labor under us.
Abusive.
Laboring under us.
Non-human animal enslavement.
And packs of wheat or something.
But I have a great story in the Bonobo Way, as well as in Women Write Erotica, about having sex on a horse with a guy. I didn't have sex with the horse.
Yeah, no.
I had sex with a guy who was behind me, a little bit. It was more like foreplay, but it did involve a little bit of penetration. And then we went back and had more exciting sex. Oh, boy. Yeah, but it was pretty powerful.
Any of you guys done that ever?
Anybody ever have sex while riding a horse?
A naked horse?
So Bat Dame writes, horse abuse. Someone needs to write a letter to the ASPCA. Okay. I'm not sure what that person, Bat Dame, is referring to, but I would imagine to the Boston 19-year-old that violated the horse.
I was going to turn Chico in.
Oh, Chico.
Yeah, for humping my leg. No, I didn't ask for it.
No, I know. He does
love
to hump.
It was not consensual.
Legs and feet.
Right. Yeah, and lay on his back like he's some kind of...
Pasha. Like, where's my massage?
Right.
And even though he's neutered, he seems to want a happy ending.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah. Kind of crazy. Except let's keep this in mind, folks. We are animals, too. That's right. And you know what might destroy humanity? I hope not, but it just might. Is the fact that we forget completely that we are animals too. And we do crazy things with our amazing technology. Animals don't have technology. Non-human animals like bonobos and common chimps do use tools in the wild. Actually, common chimps more. Bonobos have more sex in the wild, though, and never kill each other. So, horses and horsepower, a lot of horsepower getting those billionaire dicks into space. Huh?
So somebody was asking when we're going to be on Roku.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have any idea? Does anybody know? What do you think?
Monday.
Did you hear that? Monday.
Monday we're going to be on Roku.
I don't know what channel or where or how the search engines work, but that's where we're supposed to be. And we really thank you for inviting us into your lovely home. Work cardboard box.
And Roku. Roku too.
Roku each other.
Roku the rich. Unlikely layer in regards to riding a horse and sensuality. Riding a horse is equal to sitting on a washing machine. Interesting. I would say they're very comparable, yes. Unlikely layer.
A motorcycle.
Not totally similar. Well, the horse has horsepower.
Yeah.
And he is breathing heavily. Yes, it's true.
Right.
You feel this shivering feeling.
And
your legs are really spread apart.
On his backbone.
Right. And I was riding bareback, baby.
And he was bare.
Although, even riding with a saddle is pretty sexy.
Yeah.
It hurts, too.
It's like a vibrator.
As you get older, all sex hurts. So we'll talk about that later. Senior sex coming right up. We had some last night. It was good, but it hurt.
Pretty good.
And
yeah,
not always in the right places.
And then some things didn't work, and then we had to find it. You know, it was like,
oh my goddess.
But
it was great.
We got there. Yeah,
we got there.
We
arrived.
Yeah.
We came, we saw, and that was something to conquer, baby. Conquistadors of each other's bodies. That's what I'm talking about. Stop conquisting lands that don't belong to you and just conquist each other's bodies consensually.
Oh, yes. Please. No fucking around, okay?
Live Rags said, "We're you in Nam." All right. So this is a beautiful couple. Like us in Vietnam?
In Vietnam.
I don't know. They said, "Were you in Nam?"
No.
They're on Reddit.
No.
Maybe they're writing in from Vietnam.
Well, maybe. Nan was from Vietnam. Remember
right,
Nan?
Right. Beautiful. I always feel like I should apologize to Vietnam. They're doing okay.
But I mean, that was
terrible. Right after that horrible Hiroshima little boy bombing, we go and napalm Vietnam. Come on. Not even right after. We had a bunch of crap in Korea.
She's the daughter of a guy that married a Vietnamese woman.
Right.
Anyways, this is great. And, you know.
She is great. Hey, Nan.
Shout out. Yeah.
So, this is a show about sex and how it's better than violence, basically.
To share, to fucking share.
Because they're both these compelling things that we try to control. And I'm not saying we shouldn't try to control sex to some degree. We should. But we should try to control violence to a greater degree than we try to control sex. And it's quite the opposite in human society, civilization. Basically, yes, since the dawn of farming, which is civilization. And farming and civilization and technology are killing us. I mean, I'm not saying we shouldn't keep some of it. After all, I want to keep my glasses. Otherwise, I can't see. Everybody has something. Oh, wow.
And I sometimes watch this guy on
apologizing to Vietnam is like apologizing to Germany?
Right.
Unlikely Layer says, no, I don't know about apologizing to Germany. I mean, I guess, yeah. I mean, let's put it this way. Yes, we did overdo it. Yes, you're right.
You know,
United States overdid the bombing of Germany and Dresden and these wonderful cities of civilians should not have been bombed.
We human apes did that. All of us. It's all corrupt.
It's all pretty bad.
Yeah. Except their soul.
I don't
except
think the Nazis were quite as innocent as Ho Chi Minh.
Yeah, right.
I have a soft spot for Ho Chi Minh.
Yeah, that's cool. I like him too. But as I like Mao Zedong, as I like a lot of American presidents, but they're all killing people.
Yeah. But we're a little bit socialist and so are they.
Right.
I actually got a little bit of a sympathy for Stalin, believe it or not.
Yeah.
When I was reading about the dropping of the atomic bomb, because he was trying to negotiate and work with FDR and Churchill, and then FDR died. He actually did work pretty well with FDR, and he actually did defeat the Nazis. He just was a terrible, murderous dictator. I mean, I'm not defending Stalin.
Stalin?
Except every human being, and he was a human being,
you know,
has some good qualities.
I don't know.
And his good quality was he stopped some Nazis.
Does it have to come down to how many each side killed, in which they talk about?
I wouldn't know that. I'm not a numbers person.
I wouldn't know either. That's why I was asking. Maybe somebody knows.
Yes, in regards to bombing cities like Dresden, I agree with that. I think we do owe an apology for that. But it's not quite as big an apology. It's complicated. And you know what? I do agree with you, unlikely layer, that the U.S. went into World War II, the so-called good war.
The good war, right.
For very mercenary commercial reasons.
Of course, right. To protect their
assets. Economic
reasons.
Yes, exactly.
Assets,
so,
as they would say today.
And that's why they dropped that bomb, because they wanted to show that America is deadly stuff, and you better open your doors to capitalism
and
to America.
That was their shock
and our troops. Yeah. It was pretty shocking and awful.
Yeah.
Not awe-inspiring.
So I don't want to hear from somebody. It's about us. Who are we?
Yeah.
What do you choose? What is the way you choose? You want to be... What do you want to do? Huh?
Yeah. Stalin was angry he didn't have an atomic bomb, says Unlikely Lair. We're having a whole conversation with Unlikely Lair here. Yeah, he was. But then he got it, I mean, eventually. But now, look where we are. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners.
Trying to keep everything.
We are building up our nuclear arsenal. We are amosexual, nukes-loving cuckoo birds. And we got billionaire dicks in space. Oh, yeah. By the way, if you want to post a comment, go right ahead. Or you can call us at 626-461-5950. And we're talking about sex and politics and horsepower. Literally and figuratively.
Truman and Stalin didn't get along.
Exactly. That's true. Who's saying that?
That was Lily.
Lily is correct. Yeah. I'm glad, because I was going to say that, Lily, but you beat me to it, girl.
There you go.
Ooh, I like it. Pussy war. Yeah, she's good. Truman was kind of an asshole. FDR had his bad qualities, but he had very strong good qualities. Truman had mostly bad, in my opinion, especially when you compare him with the other guy that was vice president to FDR just before he ran for the last time, that Wallace guy who was kind of a socialist. And then Truman gets in there. And he made hats, and I like hats, but still, whoo, dropping that bomb so unnecessarily. The Japanese were willing to surrender. The Russians had them cornered. You didn't want to give the Russians any credit, did you, Harry? I don't mean Prince Harry.
I mean our Harry.
Harry S. Truman. He's not a true man. No. You are a falsehood peddling haberdasher. You made people think that you did that to bring the boys home safely. They could have come home. The Japanese were ready to surrender. They just wanted their emperor to be okay, and he was okay. You didn't have a problem with that, because you're all fellow fascists. You just were afraid of the socialists. You were afraid of the Russians. And the Chinese, too, because that was brewing down below. Your allies, the allies against fascism. U.S. just pretended to be against fascism for the sake of appearances.
And to control the assets of the world.
Oh, yeah.
The minerals. And we're running out of all of that stuff. And we got all these strange people that are trying to run our lives.
Unlikely Lair has written a romantic note.
Romance. What do you say?
With words of love, he writes, yes, I love your exploration of point of view and factual standing. Very romantic.
Okay.
Or as we say here in Bonoboville.
Was he talking about me?
Romantical.
Was he talking about me or you?
Yes. I'm sure he was talking about you. Are you pansexual, Unlikely Lair? We don't actually know if Unlikely Lair is male or female. I don't know why I assume these people that aren't clearly female are male. That's because I was born a long time ago when the pronoun he was regularly used as a default. And so I still default to the male. But I enjoy being a girl. Huh. I'm so retro.
Wow.
Billionaire Dicks in Space race. I had a good conversation with Yaley about that, which started kind of, I don't know, smart alecky. Because Yaleys are, by nature, smart alecky. I should know, being a smart alecky Yaley. So this one, very nice guy, actually. I can say his name because he's right there on Facebook in the Dr. Susie Speakeasy group. He hath joined consensually and is posting publicly.
He's exposing himself?
Exposing public? Himself.
Who's this?
This gentleman. Very gentleman.
Yeah.
Businessman, yeah. And family man, and very upstanding.
We can't see anything. This is radio.
No.
So
Donald Maloney is his name.
Oh, don't tell his name.
Why? I can do that.
Oh, you can do it? Okay.
Right.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Because it's right here on Facebook.
Oh, it's a very, I just burped.
Right. It's not like this is a private message.
Right.
So he says, after I post my little billionaire space dicks link to my Counterpunch article, he writes, and I don't know actually if he read the article. He might have, being a Yaley, but most people don't read the articles. But it does have a very, you know, colorful picture attached. Read it on Counterpunch. So he says, not sure I understand why people expect taxpayers to pay for space exploration, NASA in parentheses, when private money is an alternative.
I think it's terrific. I think anyone that wants to go out to space should do that as soon as possible.
And stay there.
And stay there and explore the future.
Well, how about going for 10 minutes?
No.
That's what Bezos did.
That's just a little like a school kid running around with his penis going, oh.
Or sending your car for,
yeah, for a ride
around
space. You can do that, but...
Good thing that Tesla didn't explode, huh, Muskie?
Yeah, it might.
Muskie's kind of cute. And Grimes is very cute.
And then we'll get attacked.
But nobody should have that much money. It's too much pressure. He even said he was feeling very stressed.
Well, you could have it, but you have to share it.
No, well, then you don't have it.
What?
Okay,
no, you don't
then you're sharing it.
You don't take
once you give away the banana belongs to somebody else.
You don't take it away. You don't take everything away that they have.
A lot should be taken away.
No, you have
away.
More
socialism.
So that your environment is better.
Anyway. You might agree more with Donald Maloney than I do. Because I said to him, Bula Bula. This is a Yale phrase.
Oh, yes.
Probably very old-fashioned and stupid.
You go to Yale, they go,
he knows
Bula
it.
Bula.
Bula. I don't know if they actually do anymore, but it's an old Yale. Eli, Yale. Okay, so I said Bula Bula. And thanks for your comment. I doubt you'll agree, though maybe I'll be pleasantly surprised, but I feel that no one in America should have so many tax-free billions that they can take private joyrides into space like this, while so many Americans are suffering from poverty, lack of medical care, and
education.
Decent housing, and when climate catastrophe is breathing fire and floods down upon us all. So I don't see, quote, private money as a parentheses, good, quote, alternative. But then I don't think private billionaires should even exist in our society. Not while poverty is killing so many of our fellow humans and other species. Not that I want to kill the billionaires.
Oh, no, please.
Just fuck them. I don't say fuck them, actually.
I say tax them.
Properly.
Nicely.
Properly, nicely,
yeah, yeah.
Pleasantly.
Right.
So
right.
that they feel good and they are honored
right.
for being
and they feel
themselves.
Better. They feel better.
Right.
And everyone else feels better.
Absolutely.
And people will start to love them. And then we can stop all this fucking nonsense.
Unlikely Lair butts in.
Yeah.
And he has a nice butt, or she.
She.
My phone is nearly dead. Well, at least you are alive. I always enjoy your stream, but this is the first time I'm hearing from Unlikely Lair, and so it's our virgin conversation. I will join you again. Yay, let's make the worst people our first private astronaut. Then we can pretend we all are capable of being an astronaut on our own rockets, too. I think he likes the idea of leaving them in space.
So, you know, if you like the show about nothing, you should tell your friends to listen in.
Yes.
Because Dr. Susie is going to jump into your head and talk to you. We're here 24 hours a day, by the way. Yeah.
Now, there was a show that said it was a show about nothing that I have to acknowledge because it happened in the 90s. And I wasn't
I
a big,
know.
Big
yeah.
fan.
I never heard of it.
But it was pretty good. And yeah. it was the Seinfeld show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It
yeah,
was
yeah.
good. They talked about sex a lot in mm-hmm. a very, you know, positive, funny way.
No,
I appreciate it. And they said they were a show about nothing. And we are similar. But we have a very different personality. And we are, of course, very political.
Yeah.
But they had a little bit of socialism going on.
Joe Rogaine. what's his name? Joe, wait a minute. Okay. He says that if we...
He obviously doesn't use Rogaine or else it doesn't work.
Yeah, before you buy Rogaine, check it out. So anyway, he says that if they have those kinds of passports, we're one step closer to fascism.
Oh, golly. Gosh, goddess.
Golly, gee whiz.
That's what they said about Social Security numbers.
Yeah, right.
So, I don't know.
No, I think it's great.
You know, there's always something that people are getting dramatic about. And that's okay. And listen, we've privatized everything, folks. So if that's the case, we have the right to say only the vaccinated can come along on our joyride into space. So Donald continues, thanks for the thoughtful response, Susan. He's surprised I responded. Then he says, you hey. May be surprised that I do agree with your sentiments, but I am a pragmatist.
Oh, ooh. Yes.
Billionaires are a fact of life.
Absolutely.
That we will not change. However, consider the funding of these huge investments in space as an alternative tax that they would never pay to government bureaucracy to mess up Space Force projects. Simply, they are not going to pay taxes, but their actions are saving taxpayers hugely expensive research investments. You might consider this a form of taxation which would never occur otherwise. You consider these activities to be boondoggle fun for the rich.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I look at it as investments that leave taxpayer funds to be diverted to more altruistic projects of which you would approve. Still a fan, he writes, from Canada, Bula Bula. So not only is he a fellow Yalie, which I knew, but now I find out he's a fan. Well, cool. I don't know if that means he was a fan when we were in Yale. Now I'm starting to worry if he was a stalker. No, I'm just kidding. No, he wasn't. I didn't have any stalkers. I wasn't that
hot. They didn't even know what
no,
stalkers
no,
were then.
No,
Now somebody looks at you from across the street and they're a fucking stalker.
That was just called a shy guy.
Yeah.
You caught some guy at your window or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, peeping Toms.
But no, he wasn't. No.
In my day.
Yeah, so he's trying to bend for me. He's like saying, yes, I agree with you because I thought like you think in college. But now I have this big family, and I'm a pragmatist. And, hey, well, that's cool. I get it.
You pragmate all you want.
And I do not consider Bezos' joy ride into space a form of taxation.
Yeah.
I didn't get enough out of that myself.
And nobody asked me about it. Nobody said, hey.
Not that they ask us about NASA either, but I at least figure there's got something to do with voting.
Listen, if you even don't raise the taxes on these guys, how about if they just pay their regular taxes?
Right.
That's
exactly.
Just a
little, that's my point.
A little step forward.
Tax the rich, fuck the rich, or eat the rich. And I bet they don't even taste good.
No, although they eat whole nice, good food, supposedly, some of them. Yeah, they have special chefs who make little things for them.
I don't know if that means they taste good.
Well, you are what you eat. That is an old saying.
This is not a cooking show.
All right.
This is a sexuality show. Anyway, I wrote back. Thanks for your response, Donald, darling. But billionaires have just recently become a, quote, fact of life because of our messed up system of, quote, tax-free socialism for the rich and the military and death-dealing capitalism for the rest of us.
Yeah.
That's what created billionaires. They're not really a fact of life, like death and sex. Those are facts of life. And we got to eat and we got to breathe. These are facts of life. Billionaires are not facts of life. We created that with our capitalist system. And some people think that's great. And I have a lot of those people as clients, and they may be very nice people. You're a nice person. Anyway, I say, though, because I am an activist, let's change that algorithm before climate catastrophe changes it for us and go the bonobo way. And then he writes back, I admire and agree completely with your purpose. With your purpose. So he doesn't agree completely.
That's okay.
Just with my porpoise, but not with my dolphin. Right. In promoting your POV. Oh, promoting. Right. My POV, you have more influence than 100,000 of me's. Well, golly gosh gee.
Of whose?
Well, he's saying I have more influence than 100,000.
Yeah, that's why I hung around here.
Of him.
Of him. I hung around for her.
Well, thank you. I guess that's a compliment, and I should just say thank you. And it's a compliment that you say I have this influence, whether I do or not, I don't know, but I certainly take advantage of whatever I might have. And then he writes, and that is why I love you. Sorry, Max.
You love my wife?
I think he's including you too.
Oh, me too. Okay.
Yeah,
sure,
I think it's a royal we that includes my prince because he's obviously got his family, his thing. And he encourages me because he is a little superior. He's a nice guy. And he says he encourages me to stick to my guns. Encourage you to stick to your guns. I applaud you, then he says. Now he's not just encouraging, but applauding, which is a notch above, I guess. And know that you do way more good than anyone. I mean, it winds up that he's like almost worshiping me like a slave. He starts by like being on his high horsepower about his pragmatism and letting these billionaires be billionaires so he can save whatever assets he might have.
What is he on?
This is on Facebook.
Oh, Facebook.
In our speakeasy group, folks.
Okay.
So you want to join that group and you want to go to Counterpunch and read the billionaire dicks. Space.
Also go to Dr.
Race.
Susie's journal to read it.
Billionaires are a product of an underclass that will never have a chance at comfort in life, Unlikely Lair says. They're stressed in their own particular way. They're an underclass. They're a product of an... Oh, no, I see what he's saying. Sorry, Unlikely Lair. I was like thinking you were feeling sorry for billionaires, and I almost agreed with you, almost. But what you're really saying is that billionaires are a product of an underclass that, yeah, used to be slaves. I mean, this country was built on slaves, critical race theory and all. And on the deaths of Native Americans. See, I was brought up saying Indians.
And slaves and still all over the
and
world.
And slaves still, pretty much slaves, wage slaves. Okay.
Yeah, that's big in the U.S.
And it's a sin, lovers and sinners, a real sin. Not that fun kind of sin that we encourage you to partake in here on FDR. Fuck the rich. Yeah, they should. They should get fucked. I mean, and yeah, I know. They have a decent
nicely,
sex life sometimes. Muskie there has rhymes. She's kind of hot. I don't know about Bezos' taste. He lost the hot one. He had a hot wife. She got snapped up by a Bryn Mawr guy. And now he's with another kind of
She
female.
Was a hot housewife?
Well, the wife that he had before that got half his money, but then he made it all back anyway. I don't think she actually got half.
Ooh. Can you imagine if I had to deal with that? I can hardly... Wow. That's...
Deal with all the billions?
No, with all the... I mean, there's a lot of things that happen when you become a billionaire. You become sort of a prisoner.
Oh, of
course.
You
can't just move around.
You're a prisoner even if you're corporate. Just and basic.
And they're very paranoid. Very paranoid.
I don't blame them. I would be too. Now, on the other side of things, the moratorium on rent that we were mourning expiring last week, it has been extended thanks to Three Cheers and a Bonobo Beer for Cori Bush, who slept on the steps of the Capitol for 3 days to get her message across that being houseless is real. And Congress was on vacation. And it was hard to imagine, even last week, that it would come to anything. But, yeah, they stopped it. I mean, people are still going houseless. We have a lot of work to do. And we have to consider the small landlords. There are small landlords that might be suffering a bit. Not compared to the houseless people, but still.
That was brilliant. Really nice stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty interesting.
We found these amazing fruits.
Fruits.
The first peach from our peach tree looks exactly like a pussy. Well, like a Georgia O'Keeffe vulva.
Where are these here?
With a slit.
Okay, here's a peach.
There's the peach.
Here you go. Quack, quack.
And
this is a peach.
Looks.
That's the clit there.
Like a Georgia O'Keeffe vulva.
It's beautiful.
Well, she did the flowers.
Beautiful.
But it's got a slit and a clit, and I imagine it's juicy. I would think. I just wonder, is this.
This is a peach.
Genetic engineering to attract horny people.
Where's the other one? Okay, this
There's the apple.
This is an apple, which is quickly deteriorating.
Yes, but it's similar. Right. It has a clit. So we have sexy fruit for you tonight on the love train.
Have you seen the movie Tomato?
No.
No, it's about, it's awesome. Awesome.
Mm, okay.
This tomato.
That's an apple.
Bye-bye. Well, that's an apple. Bye-bye.
But the peach is still good.
Yeah.
I could try eating the peach.
I would need that peach.
It's a good Almond Brother album. But eat a peach. Maybe I shouldn't eat it, though. So we did have hot senior sex last night. You know, we took a break from working all night to have sex in a bed. And that's one reason we have beds here in case we need to take a sex break. Right?
Righto.
People do need that as adults. even if they're somewhat workaholic like we are, you need a sex break. Maybe a nap, maybe not. Maybe just the sex break is it, and it gives you energy. But maybe it makes you fall asleep, and you need that sleep. Anyway, we took a sex break, and yeah, senior sex is very orgasmic. It's really quite extraordinary. I wasn't expecting it to be so orgasmic, I have to say. Although there is pain involved, I just want to say. All you young people out there, yes, like Yerk. Yerk says such a soothing voice. I don't know whether he means me or you.
Well,
Yerk, maybe you're just pansexual and you like all of our voices.
What was Yerky's problem?
Yerkes doesn't have a problem. He just says we have a soothing voice because obviously he has a problem.
Well, you always have had a soothing voice.
And he needs to be soothed. Otherwise, why do you need to be soothed? Because somebody called Yerk a jerk, perhaps? I don't know. But anyway, Yerk, you're very cool. Thank you very much. I think that's a compliment.
But last night, sex. Okay, old people have bones and they're very old, like tires and disc brakes. That's a good description for them. Anyway.
Well, some of the parts are like that. But then again, there's the mind.
Right, there's the mind.
Sometimes you do mind over matter, like, oh, I'm all achy, which is pretty much every night when you're old. And so you can, if you want, make that a reason not to have sex, which, you know, is legitimate. Or you can go, hey, I'm going to do it anyway. And then sex itself becomes a bit of a painkiller. The arousal sends endorphins through your system that enable you to do physical things that usually you can't do, like getting sexual positions. And it's really invigorating. On the other hand, you could have a little accident and then you get that pain. And no, I don't mean the kinky fun kind, like a spanking. I mean like changing the position and then getting a sudden excruciating pain in your lower back. That's not the fun kind. Relaxing into orgasm, and then you get like this cramp, and then you have to relax again. And then go at it again. And there's so many opportunities to go, oh, fuck it, instead of fucking. Right? Mm-hmm. You're very patient with me and my pains. You're just like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. I mean, I had these foot cramps. I had to jump up and down.
I didn't want to accuse you of not wanting to have sex with me.
Right.
And using that as an excuse.
Good strategy.
All right.
Because I was trying to and I made it go away. You know, it took a couple minutes. You make it go away and you get back into it. And wow, maybe it's the stopping and starting, but very, very intense orgasm, you know? And all I can say is sometimes you got to just resume. Sometimes you got to stop and then don't give up. I mean, unless you're having a heart attack and you got to call 911. If you're just kind of having a moment, see whether you can relax and then go for it again. And it's probably going to make your orgasms more intense too. How about that? I don't know how many old people are out there or are all young, but if you're lucky, you will get old.
No, you'll get old in a few minutes. In a few minutes.
Unless you get killed.
Yeah, unless you get killed.
Yerk says, y'all are awesome. What type of doctor are you? Well, I am a sexologist and a PhD in psychology and sexology. And no, I'm not a proctologist or a psychiatrist, so I can't prescribe you antidepressants, but I can prescribe you dildos, okay, and vibrators, and so I do very often. And I also prescribe an approach to sex and a sexual approach to life. Make love, not war, the bonobo way. Baby. Hey, hey. Robert McCrickard says, love you too. Now, Robert, that's definitely a male name. Okay.
I love him too. He loves me. I love him.
He's on YouTube. All right, no, Robert.
He's on YouTube. Okay.
Hit subscribe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Hit that button.
Hit it,
we have a
baby.
Button.
Do hit
we have
my a button, baby.
We have a button on there?
I have a button on here. You were hitting that button last night.
Yeah, that was
I
nice.
Actually couldn't stop coming. In a way, my pussy kept coming and coming and would have kept coming. It was my feet starting to cramp up and legs kind of getting like, ah, I can't keep doing this.
It's an interesting
difference, because when I was younger, of course, the orgasm tapered off on its own. I had no other interference, but now it just keeps going. Dom-com is coming, but I am not going, I guess. So you should go if you are vaccinated. You have to be vaccinated. Of course, I am vaccinated, and Max is vaccinated. And we think it's a good idea, but we're a little concerned, even though it is vaccinated, that it's all going on in a basement and in the Hilton where it's not only vaccinated. And anyway, everybody's got a different way of looking at it these days, the whole thing. And I go through various feelings, like, 6 unvaccinated members of a church in Florida just died within 10 days of COVID, 4 under the age of 35. A place called the Impact Church. Some impact.
Had a good impact there.
It's a variety of people, as we learned last week in talking to Kristen, who is not a Republican by any means, not exactly a Democrat, I don't think. But he's kind of a lefty guy, as are we, in many areas, we agree. But he is unvaccinated. He said he didn't feel he was an anti-vaxxer, but he is a little bit strong-willed about it. Not one of these people that just says, oh, I'll do it later, or maybe I'll do it. He doesn't seem to want to do it. But mostly it is Republicans, and it's odd. It's like they're making up for their Jim Crow voting laws by dying. Not that it makes up for it, because the Jim Crow voting laws are wrong. But the dying is weird. I don't celebrate it. It's just weird, the guys that come out strongly against vaccination and then die. Very, very eerie.
Oh, so we got Kristen raising his hand.
Uh-oh. I don't know, Kristen. I know he's going to want to defend not being vaxxed. And we should just say hi and let him do that for like 10 seconds. Okay, but that's sort of impossible for us, like having one scoop of Ben & Jerry's. Shout out to Ben & Jerry's. Jews for Palestine. Okay, Palestine. Like the Philistines.
Philistines.
Yes,
yeah, right.
The Philistines, of course.
Right.
Well, let me give you my Philistinian 10 seconds, 2 pennies here.
Okay, still haven't caught COVID yet, huh?
No.
Good, good. I'm glad.
I'm enjoying my journey.
Our unvaccinated.
And let me just say, this has been one hell of a show. I love it. It's been great. There's so many quotes I'm going to extract from this, from Max, and of course, you.
Me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this has just been a hell of a ride. This train is trucking.
This train is streaming.
Yeah, baby. So, well, you know, I guess to encapsulate my feelings on it would be to say that with the vaccines that were made and implemented with polio and smallpox, once you were vaccinated with those vaccines, you were immune and you couldn't spread. And the reason for that, unlike the COVID situation is not that vaccine. These are mRNA vaccines. And the science has not been anywhere close to being perfected. And this is why you're going to need boosters and subsequent boosters and subsequent boosters to those boosters going forward.
I think about 20 million people died of the flu in 1919, was it? And so, yeah, I guess we could let it just run amok and wait. And...
I'm not suggesting that. What I'm suggesting is everybody take a more... take a step back for a second and
Why?
Say, hey, well, what are all the alternatives that could be implemented?
You're not being forced to get a vaccine. I'm not forcing you.
Well, not yet, but...
Well, not at all.
Well, let me just say, when I came to America...
When you hear talk of a medical mandate...
When I came to America, everyone had to be vaccinated. You couldn't get...
Those were different vaccines, Max.
They were vaccines, and vaccines only give you a certain protection.
Nobody's making anybody get vaccinated at this time.
And
so I don't know that they will. This is such a capitalist society in a way. And yes, the Asian societies are making fun of us for not making people get vaccinated. And you know what? I don't recommend making people do much of anything except not kill each other. And so I support private organizations and even the government buildings saying that people who are not vaccinated can't come in.
You can't go into a fucking nightclub without a certain...
You can walk around outside and you can go to the nightclubs that let you in, but not the nightclubs that don't want to, because they don't want to get sick. I am so suspicious of all of it that I don't want to go to even those nightclubs, because I see that vaccinated people also get it. I don't see the vaccine as a panacea. I don't see it as perfect. And so I don't say anybody should be forced, but I certainly sympathize and support any organization that says only vaccinated people should come into my room or my airplane.
And I can respect those reasons.
All right, then it's all right.
Let's
not get paranoid and start painting stars of David on these things and saying like it's the Holocaust. I mean, please.
No, not saying that.
Yeah.
One thing can lead to another with respect to medical mandates.
Of course. Listen, you're living in a highly advanced fascist state.
Correct.
Yeah.
So 1919 flu ended when it had no one else to infect, says. I guess this is a woman because she calls herself a dame. Do we want to go that far? Maybe it will go that far just because we're so obstinate.
Well, history says that. History says that.
It does. So maybe it will. And that's why I'm vaccinated. I don't want to be around.
And then we have to take a republic.
I say I don't want to be around unvaccinated people, but I am. I just try to wear my mask. It's not easy. And I understand the unvaccinated people. I happen to think they're wrong if I have to choose, because a lot of them are dying. And yes, the people that are vaccinated seem to be dying in much smaller numbers. Yes, a few die, but not that many. It's all a numbers game, and I'm not a numbers person, though I would rather be on the good numbers side. Yes. So that's why I got my vaccine. And you know what? It hurt for a while. And I talked to the nurse about that. It hurt my arm for a while. And I was almost embarrassed to talk about that. But I will talk about that, that it did hurt my arm for many months. And I thought, what's wrong? And she said, that's just because it went into the soft tissue instead of the muscle. Now, maybe she's giving me a line of bull. I don't know.
No, she's actually correct on that because of how the works.
So, you know, Obama's having a big birthday party with Beyonce. And a lot of people are saying it's going to be a star-studded super spreader, like Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court coming out party thrown by Trump in Melania's unrosy rose garden. But if I was going to go to the Obamas, I might, because it's outside. But so was the Rose Garden party.
I'll just close with this, and that is...
You will.
Yeah, well, I'll because I don't want to take up the whole show. This is your show now.
This is our show.
Yes,
right.
Our show.
We forgot.
Right, yes.
I thought it was your show.
It's Max's show.
Max, Man of the house, yes.
Man
Forget
of the
about
house.
That woman.
So I'll just say, at the end of the day,
Free Britney from her daddy. Speaking of men and daddy issues, Free Britney.
No mandates, indirectly or directly. Just give, let people do.
Don't
the
tell me some political program. No. Thank you very much, Kristen.
Biden spoke that.
Thank you. I hope you're doing well. Stay healthy.
Love you guys.
Wear your mask when you meet with anybody. Okay?
Absolutely. Wear that mask.
I'm not making any mandates.
It's just personal responsibility.
Yeah.
That's
and
all.
We're just amazed.
Why would you want to kill
me? At the
me?
Death and destruction.
I'm such a nice guy. Why do you want to kill me?
Well, he doesn't want to kill you. He's not coming over.
Well, good.
Right.
Yeah.
So he doesn't. Yeah. So, anyways, yeah. It's funny how people think it's a personal decision. It is not a personal decision. It is a decision that involves anybody around you, whether you're loved ones or people you buy groceries
it's
from.
It's the best guess they have to stop.
Right. COVID.
Right.
And the Delta variant. And it is a guess. Every step of life is a guess. And that's why, just like we respect and adore our sex therapy clients who voted for Trump, and we have quite a few of those, we respect and adore unvaxxed people. Just stay away from me, baby. And for the Trumpers, yeah, I'm not going to be a Trump supporter, but if you want to call me and you need some sex therapy, I am here for you. And Strong C Clairvoyant says, pain is pleasure sometimes. Yes, like I said, he's on Facebook. Pain, when it's wanted, like a spanking or a massage or a bite sometimes, is wonderful. But when you're like having woman on top sex and then you move your leg over to the side to get side to side and you feel a streak of pain in your back, that ain't pleasure, honey. There's different kinds of pain. And you got to dance with all of them. You have to dance with all the kinds of pain or succumb. But I try to minimize pain, although, yeah, I do like a spanking every once in a while. So, free Britney, free Assange, free yourself. We've got a great show as a throwback, I'd like to say. Great party. You know, once upon a time, I was the life of the party when we had parties. We don't have parties anymore. Except party on the train, baby. Yeah, so we have a show, a throwback. Last show in the old downtown speakeasy. It was a bacchanal of bacchanals. The downtown speakeasy that we were last in was Olympic and Alameda. And there was a fruit warehouse. And there was Marilyn Manson's gallery. We never met Marilyn Manson. I don't know if he abused anybody, okay? But we knew some of the other people at the gallery, and they were guests on the show. Anyway, they weren't on this show. But we did have all kinds of porn stars and comics and artists and realtors. Well, one realtor. So that realtor was Fonya, the realtor, right? Yeah, we love Fonya. Hi, Fonya. And porn stars like Kat Dior and Selma Sins and Jaden Lee and Natalie Moore and Isaiah. He's now Isaiah Maxwell, but then he was Isaiah King James IV. And this show was like the first show that he got naked and had sex on the show. Before, he only would have sex like after the show in one of the beds, because we had a lot of beds around the central bed. And he was known usually with, I don't know, Selma Sins. I guess I can say, because we have it all on tape. Sorry, Isaiah, Selma, whatever your relationship is at the moment, but you were such a hot couple, and we have so much footage of you having sex on the different beds around the speakeasy, because there were a lot of beds. And yes, now Isaiah is a big porn star. I say that in more ways than one. Speaking of horsepower,
yes.
He is 11 inches.
11 inches, is that his nose?
No, he has actually kind of a tiny nose.
Tiny nose.
Nah, not tiny, kind of normal.
And that's his thing.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, his thing.
His thing, right. Oh.
Very horsey. Mm-hmm. But the rest of him is very, gorgeous guy. Anyway, who else was there? Lotus Lane, a gorgeous girl, a porn star also. Very beautiful. And also often on Clubhouse, I've noticed. And I think she's still a porn star. Lotus Lane. And Mo the Monster, definitely quite a porn star. Mm-hmm. He also had a big shebang. And comedian Daryl Wright. Right?
Yeah, Daryl's great.
And Jux Lee, photographer, was there. And Irwin. And Amanda. And Pappy. Remember Pappy?
Oh, sure. How can you?
Hey, Pappy.
Hey there, Pappy.
And Chris Gore. And Anthony Wynn did a great cartoon of me there in pink. Mm-hmm. Everything was very pink. It was quite an amazing place.
2 minutes.
Yeah, I love that place. I love downtown. Downtown was so glorious and yet kind of difficult in some ways. But it's gotten crazier and dirtier. Very polluted and more expensive. So we're in another place. We packed up our dildos and our Steinway baby grand piano and all my hats. And here we are. So we have got to go, but we've had a wonderful time.
Thank you.
And we hope that you are going to follow our instructions and make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you, I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.